This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, everyone. And welcome to another mini-sode of She Built Charrettes. You might be surprised to see this episode instead of our wrap-up. Well, today's my birthday and I'm taking over. Okay, just kidding. This year does mark our 100th episode here at She Builds Podcast, and we are celebrating. Just this past weekend, March 2nd, we recorded our 100th episode live. So for those of you that could join us, it truly was really special to us. So that was just part one of our 100th episode extravaganza. Now, if you missed the live recording, don't worry. We will be releasing that episode in about 2 weeks. So, like I said, part one was the live recording. Part two is this charrette happening right now that you're listening to. And we have a few more things up our sleeves for this beautiful month of March when your girl, Jessica, me, was born. Part three, it's going to be a special charrette airing next week where the three of us, Norjiti, Lizzie, and myself, we interviewed the co-founders of Gable Media, Demetrius Lynch and Mark R. LePage. We talk about the origins of Gable Media and how we became a partner with them. It's going to be really cool. Lots of fun and interesting little tidbits. So that's going to be airing next week. And then after that, we'll air our 100th episode. Oh, so excited. Okay. All right. So for the past several years on my birthday, I usually take this time to reflect on where I am in life, what I've accomplished or what I've planned to do, what lessons I learned about myself, what I aspire to do in the new year or this coming year of life. Kind of like what most people do at the beginning of the calendar year or like in January, you know, but I like using my birthday for this. So I'll do one in January, but I like to do one on my birthday. And another thing that I usually do on my birthday is that I like to spend the day doing all of the things that make me happy. It could be going to brunch with friends, grabbing my favorite coffee, going to a little trip to the plant shop, maybe get a massage and a facial. Basically, it's like a treat myself day, and today is no different because I get to do what I love to do the most, which is record a podcast episode. So here we are. Y'all, I am all about milestones, okay? So knowing that our 100th episode would have aired on my birthday, I wanted to pause just before that episode aired and just talk a little bit more about our podcast journey and what it meant to me and perhaps offer some insight into why we do what we do. So today I am turning 34. I know my face still looks on 20. I told you about those facials at the beginning, honey. Anyway, okay, so today I'm turning 34. And I thought I would highlight 3 memorable moments from the show and 4 hopes for the future. Okay, so 3, 4. Let's start with 3 memorable moments. Okay, so to start with number 1, my first memorable moment had to be just all encompassing our first season. Because the first memorable moment dedicated to the first season, which was the theme of the first. Reaching to episode 10 of that season just seemed like such an accomplishment within itself. The fact that we were able to do a whole season, like, come on. I mean, and now we're at 100. Oh my God, just connections. Anyway, but yeah, first season. I can listen to a few episodes of that season and I still cringe a little bit just because we were still figuring out like our technical stuff and making sure that the sound quality was good, confidence in our speaking and like getting used to hearing ourselves. Still weird, but we were just so green. I don't know. I don't regret it at all, but I am still very, it's the first season. So I don't know. It just makes it memorable. Also, I documented the crap out of that season. Like I took photos, I took screenshots. I made sure that we took photos of each other, even if we didn't look our best. All of the little things that we did, I just wanted to document everything because I knew that this moment we wouldn't get back and it was the first, right? And I used to joke around that we need these little behind the scenes tidbits for our E! True Hollywood story when we become rich and famous. And maybe I'll talk more about that in the hopes segment. But yes, I wanted to commemorate the moment, if you will. Okay, so the second memorable moment that I had, I'm going to just clump this all together because it's too many, but they were all so special to me. And for that, I'm speaking of all of our speaking engagements that we did actually outside of the show. Each of them were special in their own reasons, and I'm going to highlight a few, but those moments are memorable to me. And I'll start with, I guess, from the beginning. One of our first speaking engagements that we had was when we spoke to a group of students at Pratt to offer advice. So shout out to Bolanley Ollie for reaching out to us to come and speak to this group of students with Graciela. So hey, girl. Then around that same time, we spoke to a group of students in South Africa, like South Africa, y'all, like mama, I made it, like what? To offer the same, like just offer advice into what we were doing and basically our careers. So that was cool. We spoke at a women in architecture conference in LA in person for the first time, I think in 2022. And that was cool because one, I got to hang out with Lizzie, my bestie. Najdi couldn't come to that, but it was just cool to be in person speaking in front of a group and then having actual listeners meet us in real life. That was wild. Like they recognized our voices before. It's just weird. It was great, but it was a wild and weird experience. And then I guess to stem off of that, in 2023, we went to the AIA's conference on architecture. And that was cool because we got to do a live recording. So, you know, I wasn't in my closet like I usually am when I record. But instead, I was in front of a group of people with, you know, my co-host to my side. And people were like walking by and watching us do our thing, which is weird. But anyway, the good thing is that listeners, you can actually hear that recording because we ended up using that recording and doing another charrette. So check back in our charrettes and you'll find an A23 recording on our expo floor. All right. Okay. So then Another speaking engagement that was memorable to me was when we did a presentation on Florence Nightingale that we gave to a group of nurses that work in Costa Rica to celebrate Nurses Month. And the whole presentation was in Spanish. So, fun fact, the three of us hosts speak Spanish. Nergidi and I are native speakers, and Lizzie studied Spanish for a long time, that she's basically fluent and just a whiz with languages in general. So, anyway, for those of you that know Spanish and work and study in the States, or they work and study in English, to do what you do normally and then to do it in a different language, even if you are fluent, is a challenge within itself. Like, how do you say rebar in Spanish, or cross ventilation, or marketing coordinator in Spanish, like, or in that whatever other language you speak? Exactly. But, you know, we pulled through. Google Translate was our best friends. Lots of calls to parents, husbands, and Spanish-speaking friends. A shout out to y'all. Thank you. But yeah, so that was a really great experience because if you know, Florence Nightingale, she's a nurse, but impacted the hospital industry, so, or hospital design. Okay, so I guess for me, the point is that for these engagements, they're all special to me because, for one, someone took the time to think of us, to bring us into their groups and organizations to tell our stories and to share what we do and why we do it. Second, it all helps us get our show out there to tell the stories of these women and all of these spaces that we can. And lastly, we get to do what our ladies would have wanted to do, help others to promote this industry and to encourage them to join or stay in the AEC industry themselves. So yeah, it's been great. All of our speaking engagements, whether they were through Zoom to talk to students or to talk to firms, to talk to nurses, all of these speaking engagements have just been really something memorable to me to do outside of the podcast. Gets me out of my closet and I get to like just see other people and talk about what we love doing. All right. So our third memorable moment, it hasn't happened yet. Or, well, it did, but y'all just don't know about it because it hasn't aired yet. So, the girls. I don't know if I'm supposed to keep this as a secret. Or I'm not supposed to tell y'all. Nergidi and Lizzie, they're not here. And it's a solo episode. And it's my birthday. So this is why you have co-hosts, because they become like your bumpers and keep you on track and keep you like on. But you know what? I'm going to tell y'all what I can't tell y'all. I'm going to give you two clues. First clue is that it is a charrette. We have a charrette in the works. You know, charrettes, like what you're listening to right now, is like a little mini episode. Sometimes it's a solo episode like this. Sometimes it's an episode where me, Nergidi, and Lizzie are having a conversation about a topic regarding something that we've discussed in our show. Sometimes it's an interview. Mm-hmm. So that's clue number one. Clue number two is that, well, season 10 was a season on Living Legends. Living Legends, keyword. So if 1 + 1 = 2, and if y'all can't figure it out, I don't know what to tell y'all. But I am so geeked for this charrette. So I guess, yeah, 1 + 1 = 2. Let me know your guesses on who this guest is in somewhere. Email me your thoughts on who you think this charrette might be about. But then you'll understand how geeked and excited I am. And it was a moment. Like, me and the girls talked about it after we did that thing. And yeah, it was. Ugh, so stay tuned. It's going to come out soon. Okay. All right. So now for my hopes for this podcast. Now, I know that we've probably shared some of our hopes and aspirations for this show several times, but I think that if we share it enough, maybe the universe will respond and help make it happen. Okay, so I'm going to share my four right now. So the first one is a book. Now, we've talked about doing a book since the day that we started the podcast. Like, we knew that we would love to see a book And when I think about a book, I think I've thought of all the different kinds of books that we could do. Like, we could have a children's book, a textbook, an anthology style book. Heck, we could even do a coffee table book of our little ARC Ventures adventures, you know? The possibilities are endless. But a She Builds podcast book is definitely something I would love to see in the future. The second hope that I have for our show, in season 10, I think we mentioned a She Builds podcast foundation. I know that we said it kind of like jokingly. It was for episode 91. We were so impressed by Yasmin's foundation that she started. And earlier this year, we had a conversation with the group Girls in Civil. It was like a, just like a, you know, talking shop, you know, shooting the breeze with them. But talking to them, we learned about their foundation that, or their nonprofit that they've started. And their goal is to provide resources for girls to join and stay in the industry of engineering. They hope or are hoping to provide scholarships, mentorship, and stuff like that to young women. And I just love that. I would love to have something similar for young, inspiring architects, or maybe for women architects across all life's paths, like a resource for mothers that are architects, mid-career, entrepreneurs, or even architects that are planning to retire. You know, I see our show as being this thing, but that like all of these branches can like come from our show and help bring equity in the industry in like various ways. Like, I want to change the world, y'all, or at least the world of architecture. And I don't know. Yeah, a She Builds podcast foundation or a nonprofit or something like that, that expands beyond just storytelling. You know, I don't know. That's what I hope. I didn't say that it had to be like my hope in the next month or so or the next day, but eventually, like I think in the episode 91, I joked like in 2060, we'll have a She Builds podcast nonprofit or something. I don't know. Okay. So my third hope. Nurjiti is mentioned, I think, in one of her B-Day charrettes, but I really hope that we can figure out a way that we can translate our podcast into different languages. Like, I see you listeners around the globe. I can see where you're listening from. Like, hey, Germany, what's up? I know we got some German listeners. Bonjour, France. I see that you are listening as well. You know, hola, my Costa Ricans. Buena vida. Like, I see you guys. I see you guys that listen to our show. And I just think it would be worthwhile to share these stories just globally, but like in the native languages that they speak. Like, if we could have shows and movies in multiple languages, when will we figure out that like English podcasts can be translated? Like, does AI translate audio? Like, can we do that? Like, I don't know. Somebody let me know. All right. So my fourth hope for this show, I hope that this show continues for as long as it can. This isn't to say that it's going anywhere. It only means that this show means a lot to me. I think more than I thought it would. Like, I know this is Nurjiti's like brainchild, but I just love doing it so much. Like, I wish I could dedicate more time to it, you know? But like life, on the personal note, you know, we have 9-to-5s, which is great, pays the bills, gives us food, economy, blah, 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 capitalism. But this is our passion project. Like, there was a period when I wasn't working and this show gave me purpose. It still does, but it's what helped me get out of bed. And the feedback that we get from it, what keeps me going. It's what keeps us going. I know that I wouldn't have been able to do this without my co-hosts and besties, Nurjiti and Lizzie. I appreciate them because they keep me accountable. They are understandable when life been life there. But also knowing that they're there, it helps me stay motivated, and because you never want to let your besties down, right? So they help get this work done. And we've said it countless times. You don't have to do things alone. Get your bestie. So yeah, my hope for this show is that we can do it for as long as we can. You know, to fill my purpose, selfishly, because I enjoy doing it, but because I think it's something that matters. We need to tell these stories. We need more women in the profession. Equity and diversity matter. My hope is that our show continues and that it continues to impact young women to join and stay in the industry. My goal in life is to be the change in the world that you didn't see growing up, right? I didn't learn about Norma Merritt Skolarek or Julia Morgan or Nobuko, you know? But perhaps learning about them will impact folks now to keep persevering and to document your work. All right, so there it is. Three memorable moments and my hopes for the show, all to celebrate my 34th birthday. I do have one birthday wish that everyone can do today. I want everyone to go do one favorite thing that either brings you joy or peace. Whether it's to buy yourself a cupcake, take that walk at the park, a bubble bath or a massage, buy yourself a pair of shoes, or make your favorite meal. Do something that makes you happy. Treat yourself. Actually, I have another wish. Share our show or leave us a review or go comment on one of our social media posts. Every little bit counts to help us spread the word. I know we say it a lot, but it also makes us happy too. Like, y'all don't have any idea. We love seeing y'all interact with whatever we put out. Like, it literally makes our day and it blows up this group chat. Like, I will screenshot it and share of what just happened. So please do that. All right. Thank you so much for listening to my birthday episode. I hope you liked it. Feel free to wish me a happy birthday today, Tuesday, March 5th. Or it could be belated because, you know, sometimes you listen to things late. Or whenever you hear this episode, let us know that you heard it by leaving us a comment somewhere. I truly love celebrating another journey around the sun. And I'm happy to share it by doing one of my favorite things, like this podcast. All right, so look out for our 100th episode coming out in a few weeks. And season 11 will be coming out this summer. Ooh, you guys are in for it. It's going to be amazing. Remember that She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. And Gable Media is all about building a better world. So I want y'all to tune in next week for next week's charrette with the founders of Gable Media, because you'll learn about it and it's so dope. When you do that, you can go ahead and visit gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com to find a show that resonates with you and that is going to make your day just a little bit brighter. Now, if you have time, it was also part of my birthday wish. We want to know the thoughts of our show. And it's also one of the best ways that you can support us, really. One of the best ways that you can support our show, She Builds Podcast, is by telling your friends. Tell them to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify. You could write a nice review, even if it's to say that Jessica told you to. It just makes it so that other people can find our show and learn about amazing ladies with us, which is our ultimate goal, right? I mentioned it. It's part of my hopes and dreams. We want to be able to make chicas like Julia Morgan and Lois Cooper and so many of our other ladies that we've talked about, we want them to be as well known as these other fellows like Frank Lloyd Wright and Mies and Le Corbusier. All right. So let's help spread the word. And thank you so much for helping us close this information gap and for listening to our show. It really means a lot to us. We say that a lot, don't we? Well, it does. So there you go. And as always, you can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a comment on our website, shebuilds.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on Twitter, formerly known at shebuildspod. All right. Birthday girl, signing off. I hope you have a great day. Until the next time. Bye.
Hey there, architecture enthusiast. Nikita Reed here, inviting you on an incredible journey through time and space with my podcast, Tangible Remnants. Historic preservation and sustainability? Let's go ahead right now and debunk the myth that they are opposites. In fact, they are two sides of the same coin, shaping our collective future.
In a work environment, it has been challenging because I've had to probably do more than double just to make sure that I quote unquote fit in. But the environments that have allowed me to do me on the front end, I've been extremely successful.
You look at all these PhDs, they've built that on the backs of our elders.
Absolutely.
What they consider themselves to be experts at is what they've worked with us to achieve.
I know we have to prioritize people before products and before place.
Join me as we unravel the stories of historic buildings shaped by the people of a specific era and often influenced by race and gender. These tangible remnants are windows into our past and guideposts for the future. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now to Tangible Remnants. Let's explore the interconnectedness of architecture, preservation, sustainability, race, and gender.